This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Takeaway English
from BBC Learning English.
Have you ever made a promise to yourself that you didn't keep? Commonly, when the new year ticks over, we make resolutions. Going to the gym, studying harder, or giving up a bad habit. Sadly, not long after we've made the promise, we often end up breaking them. But what if you want to create a new good habit? Well, it's possible. But willpower might not be the only thing you need. The basic idea of a habit is something we do almost unconsciously, as if you're on autopilot. An example of this would be having breakfast or saying please and thank you. Good habits can be part of your daily routine. But if we don't have those habits, how can we create them? According to a study published by the European Journal of Social Psychology, it takes an average of 66 days to form a new habit. However, relying only on determination may not be the answer. Questioning why you want something to be the norm, rather than relying on your resolve, could be the key. Do you want to lose weight because you want to be healthier or feel more attractive? The issue is, willpower could be subject to your mood. A bad mood may mean you don't want to do something. You should also avoid trying to change too much at once. Remember that it's a case of baby steps. Giving up all your favourite foods, going to the gym, and stopping drinking at the same time will probably result in failure rather than sustainable practice. And don't worry about failing. Just start again. Finally, don't do things outside your comfort zone. If you hate mushrooms, don't persevere and try to add them to your diet just to be healthier. Eat something you like. It might not be quick, but if you follow these tips, you may be able to change something for the better or kick a bad habit.
Takeaway English
from BBC Learning English.